we received information in the morning around 10. That is at one of the at police headquarters. And when we went there to find out what are the charges, we are told she will be charged with felony. But they have not taken a statement from her. And by the time we left, they were still waiting for the officers to come and charge her.
So she was arrested but has not been charged?
No, she has not been charged yet.
What do you suppose is happening?
If our assumption is correct, we suspect this to be just a political arrest. We are yet to get details because since morning, the charges have not been raised to her. So we will again go there tomorrow to find out really what are the issues surrounding arrest.
When you say you suspect this might be politically motivated, what evidence do you have to say that?
The suspect comes when she has been at the police since morning, but has not been charged with anything yet.
That's the only reason why you think it might be politically motivated?
Well, she's a politician. She has been very vocal lately, and the circumstances that probably happened to her arrest, you know, we suspect that it could be politically motivated because she has not been charged. If she was charged today, then he probably would have known exactly what the issues are. So, you know, putting her in custody, and I think that they are busy investigating that, to us, something that we are not sure what there is. That's why I'm saying until we get information, then we can say, okay, probably there are some issues that she must be dealing with.
The UTM is supposed to have its convention next month, November 17. Is there any connection? We understand there's a dispute within your party about this. What is happening?
Well, you know, you cannot conclusively say it's about the convention. It's about what's happening in our party. You know, in politics, so many things happen. And we just have to be very alert and vigilant in whatever is happening in the country, mainly when we are going to elections.
You say she has been critical of the government. What is the criticism about the government? What has she been saying?
The last press briefing she had was about the way Malawi Electoral Commission is conducting itself, the deficiencies that are there in the electoral process, something probably that may not have gone well with the government.